will be very interesting. Or AD Math, that will be putting the schedule together.
Okay, he's coming out Thursday. Cool. Well, I'm glad you guys get a season. That was nonsense to cancel.
A number of things. I mean, as a coach, I would love to have 100 kids try out, right? But it also is a tough spot when you have a lot of kids try out. And I've heard some people say, well, since Jay Hill doesn't have a season, you know, some of them 40 kids, some of them say you'll see 50 kids.
Yeah.
Hey, are you ready?
Yeah.
We'll see what we get. Oh, I'll start my part.
Okay.
I don't want to have to cut 50 kids.
I forgot. That would be
This conference will now be recorded.
We'll get our meeting started. Let's stand and do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll have the clerk call the roll.
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Srilli?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, July 20th.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $22,759.92. Police, $16,131.81. Fire, $8,044.76. Street, $6,501.08. Parks, $1,673.93. Public Health and Safety, $1,269.30. Garbage Disposal, $39.19. Cemetery, $4,604.78. Water Operations, $42,399.66. Sewer Operations, $36,116.10. Water Deposits, $1,375. Clinton Sanitary District, $60,210.42. Special Tax Allocation, TIP 4, $1,309.40. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $51.32. Florida Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $276,338.25.
Thank you. Tom, you want to make a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I will make that motion.
Need a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilli?
Yes. We'll move on down to report from Streets and Public Improvement.
Yeah, have you noticed that the center project is moving along quite well? They're getting quite a bit done on the south and the north end. We are going to be starting here before long our summer maintenance. We'll be oil and chipping. It's been kind of an odd year this year with the COVID and everything going on, so we have had to work a lot on trees. We haven't got a lot of our other projects done. So we're going to try to switch over now and start getting some of the other things done, get ready for the oil and chipping and several other projects we're going to look at getting done. So once again this week, we're going to be back in the alleys. Have a lot of compliments on the alleys here lately since we've got that new drag. I've had one person even complain to quit dragging so much because don't have the potholes anymore and everybody's flying up and down his alley. So, but things have improving a lot on the alleys, and we're still get time. We're still going to try to get some more of the alleys switched over to White Rock. So, but it just like I said, we're short one man from retirement, and then everything else is going on. It's put all of our projects kind of on hold a little bit on some things. So, we're going to, like I said, switch out the trees and start getting some of this other things done. And that's all I've got.
Thank you.
Okay. Public property?
I do not have a whole lot. You saw where we're placing on file the deal about the water tower. Okay. You guys just read through that and kind of get yourself acclimated to what that was about. Appreciate that for the next meeting. And other than that, I do not have anything else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Health and safety?
At the last meeting, I talked about Kiwanis Park and the fact that, you know, it's back kind of in a back area and all the garbage and stuff. And then me and my wife have went down there every night of every day and picked up garbage. But that's not what's the... In doing so, we was able to walk around the playground, and it is bad shape. It's rotted off the ground. I contacted Tim. We taped it off. Boards are broke, nails sticking out of them, screws everywhere. Posts are rotted off at the ground, and a lot of them. So if most of them are rotted, the rest of them are on their way too. The wood is all cracking really bad. I got a hold of Russell. He came down with me and showed me a bunch of spots I couldn't even see that were ground level, and it's outlived its life, and it's time to come down. I know it's going to take a void spot down there, but they'll still have the water area and, you know, in the pavilions, but right now it's not safe for kids to play on, and we have it closed down. So I would like to recommend to the council that we remove it so nobody gets hurt on it. And we'd probably have to put that out for bid to have bids on demolishing it.
There's no pieces at all. We could save it all.
No. It's old treated wood that's... How old, Tim?
It's about 15, give or take.
Yeah. You know, that's a long time for treated wood in ground.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there's sections we could save so the kids would have something, but...
There's nothing there. Every different little area of it, it's got something bad about it. And I'd advise you all to go down and look at it. Grab the posts and shake them. Look at them where they're supposed to be level areas. They're bending down. I mean, it's just bad shape.
This isn't something, being you got it roped off now, we could wait till winter time when we have more time to probably do some of it ourselves. It's going to take some disposal, probably. It's going to be the biggest part of it.
My recommendation is get it out of there before kids climb on it and get hurt. Because that red tape will only, you know, I'm sure they're climbing on it when we're not around there.
Yeah.
And if they get hurt on it, you know, I don't know what to say, but I personally believe it needs to be gotten out of there.
Now, even if you put up for bids, you're going to be a couple months out. Yeah. But we'll take a consensus of what you want to do.
I believe your attorney will tell you need a motion and a second and a vote to remove it.
And
is that correct, attorney?
That is correct. It would start the bidding process, and I think the motion at this point would be to develop and let for bids seeking proposals to remove the ultimate play space, the space at Kiwanis Park.
And I would make that motion.
Second.
I mean, we didn't take this lightly going down there looking at it, because we don't want the void down there. But and after you, I think if you go by and look at it, you'll come to the same agreement.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion on what we're voting on is to put it out for bid, the ultimate PlayStation. Everybody understand that?
Yep.
You with us, Tom?
Yep. Heard it all.
Okay.
And that is correct. You would get bids, and then there would be another vote needed to move forward.
Yes.
Okay. Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes.
And to go along with that, you know, since we've voted to do that, I'm going to start seeking a way of maybe some fundraisers or something, get some people behind it. Maybe the community will help us come together since our budget's not real big right now, and see if there's a way we can put something back there sooner than later. So.
Yeah, because we've already canceled the one park.
Just maybe some kind of campaign fundraiser to go toward it or something. So.
In the past, the Amherst have helped out before too, haven't they?
I plan on contacting them. Maybe they can, maybe they can't.
Right.
That's all I had.
That's all you got?
Danny, okay. Real quick.
Thank you.
Nate's got something he'd like to add to it.
If you can get pictures before it's demolished, my company, there's a grant or a campaign that the community could vote for. If they're in the top 200 or whatever, they give like $50,000 for parks all the time.
Cool.
So basically you would take pictures of your old decaying park and say, hey, we want this, and it would be this much, and you can ask our company, Patty and I's company, to pay for something like that. So
okay.
It seems pretty likely in small towns they do it. Somehow they favor small towns, so they try to make it work for them. So I don't see why this wouldn't work out.
Okay. Once I get it going forward, I'm going to need some help anyway.
I'll help
so.
With that, absolutely.
Okay. I'll do that.
Tom, you got anything to report?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. We're going to move on down to unfinished business. We've got our ordinance for the creating Chapter 3 of Title 6, non-highway vehicles. You have a motion for that?
Motion to adopt Ordinance 1518, an ordinance creating Chapter 3 of Title 6 of the City Code of the City of Clinton, Illinois, non-highway vehicles, golf carts.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any other discussion on this ordinance? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Provision for, I know the police have to enforce it, but is there any provision in there for a routine inspection of golf carts to make sure they're up to the code that we're established? And then the other question I have is, do we have a sticker or something, or that they would have to show that they've been inspected?
Yes.
I think initially, Tom, there is an inspection. There's an inspection process. The chief or some designee from the police department would certify the vehicle for use. There would be a sticker. And then after the first inspection, there are no further inspections required after the first year unless the chief and the chief's sole discretion determines for some reason that a subsequent inspection should be obtained.
Do we have, is there a fee for that?
There is, and it is, I'm looking.
$100.
$100. It's $100.
Yep.
$100, yeah.
Okay. That's all my questions.
Thank you, Tom. Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
No.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Trulick?
Yes. Okay, I'll move down to new business. We're going to place some items on file. We got some sale of personal property at the sewer department, the 1999 Jeep. We're going to place on personal property on sale of the police department, some handguns, shotguns, and ammunition. And we're going to place on file a cleaning of the water tower contract. And with that, is all of our business this evening. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Truly?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks, guys. So when can these beautiful people start riding golf carts around?
Chief told me tomorrow.
Soon as they get them inspected.
Everything is, all the stickers, everything, the permits and everything are already in place. So tomorrow, it could happen tomorrow.
So if I drive up Washington Street, stop